How to know if trauma is affecting you? You've started flinching at things you didn't used to. A door slams and your chest jumps. Your partner uses a tone you can't even define, and you're already three steps into defense. You're tired in a way that sleep doesn't fix. That's not you being dramatic. That's your nervous system showing you the bill for something old. To know if trauma is affecting you, look at four things. How your body reacts to small things, how often the past replays itself in your head, how guarded you've become with people who love you, and whether sleep, focus, or appetite have shifted in ways you can't fully explain. If two or more apply, trauma is likely shaping your day, even if the original event feels far away. Your body keeps the receipt. The clearest sign trauma is active is that your body reacts before your brain has time to think. A car horn, a specific smell, a voice that sounds like someone you used to know. Your shoulders rise, your stomach drops, your hands get cold. You're back there, just for a second, and you didn't choose it. This is your amygdala doing its job.
According to the National Institute of Mental Health, the brain's threat detection system locks onto cues from the original event and starts firing whenever it spots a match. The match doesn't have to be exact. The match doesn't even have to be real. If your body is making the call before your thinking brain gets a vote, that's a signal worth listening to. The past won't stay in the past. Intrusive thoughts are not always a movie reel. Sometimes they're a single sentence that loops. I should have said something. I shouldn't have stayed. I shouldn't have left. Sometimes they show up when you're trying to fall asleep. Sometimes they come during a meeting and steal the next 10 minutes from you. 6% of adults will have post-traumatic stress disorder at some point in their lives, per the NIMH. That number doesn't include people whose symptoms don't quite hit the diagnostic line. The number of people quietly carrying old material is much higher. If your past keeps cutting in line and you've stopped trusting your own attention, your brain is asking for help. You're closer to people, but not really. Trauma doesn't always look like avoidance. Sometimes it looks like presence without trust.
You laugh at the right times. You ask the right questions. You say the right things. But there's a wall behind your eyes, and you can feel it even when no one else can. You're not cold. You're protected. There's a difference. And the protection started for a reason that probably made sense at the time. Sleep, focus, and appetite have moved. Trauma reshapes the parts of your brain that handle basic operations. The hippocampus, which manages memory and time, gets noisy. The prefrontal cortex, which handles focus and planning, gets quieter. Cortisol, the stress hormone, runs high for too long. You might notice. You wake at 3 a.m. almost every night, and you don't know why. You can't read more than a paragraph before your mind drifts. Food tastes like nothing, or you eat for comfort and don't taste it either. You forget conversations the same week they happened. These aren't character flaws. These are downstream symptoms of an upstream wound. What it means when more than one of these is true. One sign on its own can be life. Two or more, and the pattern stops being random.
The American Psychological Association notes that trauma symptoms can show up months or years after the original event, sometimes triggered by something unrelated, like a move, a breakup, or the birth of a child. The brain stored the event, but waited until your bandwidth dropped to bring it forward. You don't need a diagnosis to deserve help. You just need to be honest with yourself about what's actually happening. How we actually treat this at RSLNT. At RSLNT Wellness, we don't start with a label. We start with what you're carrying right now. Counseling that meets the body, not just the mind. Our clinicians use trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, and acceptance and commitment therapy. We pick the approach that fits your nervous system, not a one-size protocol. Medication management, when sleep, mood, or anxiety need stabilizing first. SSRIs like sertraline and escitalopram have years of research behind them for trauma symptoms. We adjust based on how your body responds. We don't push pills. We don't withhold them either. TMS therapy for the cases where talk therapy keeps stalling.
TMS stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's FDA cleared, drug-free, and uses gentle magnetic pulses to wake up the parts of the brain trauma keeps stuck. Most courses run about 6 weeks. No needles, no anesthesia, no recovery time. You don't have to pick one path before you call. We figure that out with you. Frequently asked questions. What's the difference between PTSD and just being stressed?
Stress fades when the cause fades. Trauma symptoms keep showing up after the cause is gone. If you're still reacting to something that ended 6 months or 6 years ago, your brain is asking for support. Can trauma be from something that didn't seem like a big deal? Yes. Your nervous system doesn't grade events on a scale. A surgery as a kid, a car accident no one was hurt in, a breakup that hit at the wrong moment, all of it can leave a mark. The size of the wound is decided by the size of the impact, not the size of the event. Does treatment mean reliving the worst day of my life? No. Modern trauma therapy is designed to process what happened without re-traumatizing you. Good clinicians work in your window of tolerance. You stay in control. A small step counts. You don't have to be sure it's trauma to ask for help. You just have to be tired of carrying it alone. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. One call will listen, ask a few questions, and tell you honestly whether what you're describing fits something we treat. No pressure, no diagnosis on the phone. I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back. Resilient Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.